Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 26th of October, recording at 7:45 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, we've got a modest stock market rally underway here today. Now, that's no surprise, given that markets had been hit fairly hard recently. So you could say that there were some short-term oversold conditions. But what does surprise me, I didn't have any trouble with the beginning of the rally. We had actually seen the crude oil price down as low as 53.85 at one stage, but it has subsequently recovered and is currently up 66 cents at 55.20. So it's right back, effectively, on the highs. Nevertheless, the Dow is still up 101 points, nearly 12 on the S&P, just 3.5 on the NASDAQ. So, for once, it's ignoring this move by the oil price this afternoon, although it did peg the Dow back a wee bit, but not much. It was 20 points higher at most. So, what to make of that? I still think that markets will find a rising oil price too much of an overall headwind. I look at the oil price chart that's still in this short to medium term uptrend, but that uptrend has lost momentum. But it ain't over until we see some sort of clear downward dynamic and start to ease through a little bit of prior support, and it hasn't done that yet. While on crude oil, having mentioned that, I mentioned natural gas. Oh my goodness, this is up at $9.90 on the January contract. That's the current contract now, or within a few days of being the current contract. So almost at the psychological $10 level, having taken my profit earlier in the month at a little over 7, I felt I looked clever for a week, and must now weep. Well, never mind. There are other positions to work out, hopefully. Okay, what else is going on here today? Bonds, they are down a little bit against the background of this firmer action by stock markets, but not decisively enough to indicate that we've actually ended this short-term rally, which is long in the tooth, in my view. But it would take a considerably stronger stock market rally to really knock these bond prices down, the yields up. In the currency markets, this has been the most interesting area recently. Now, I did put up a monthly and a daily chart of the US dollar index, and it really is worth looking at that, certainly if you do anything in currencies. Now, we had 9 straight days on the downside for the dollar index, got right back to the February low. You could even say it accelerated a little bit, but I want to put that acceleration in perspective, because we had months and months and months of sideways trading. And when you get a big sideways trading range, I've often described that and said before in these audios that that is, from the chart seminar, an explosion waiting to happen. I expect to see decisive moves out of trading ranges. So, well, it's been very rapid, and people say, oh, acceleration, you've got to put that in perspective. Now, if the dollar had been moving downwards steadily for months and then went into an accelerating phase, it would look climactic. But all it's done is break decisively down out of a trading range, fall back to a previous low, which really ought to offer some temporary support. I don't expect much more than that, as I've said, and you can look at that February low to see what is required to give a good signal, and that was a big upside key day reversal. Well, I don't expect that in here. I mean, nothing's impossible, but I don't expect it. I don't see why that would actually occur at this time. Back in February, there was a whole lot of bleeding going on about the dollar falling too far. We haven't heard any of that here recently, at least I'm not aware that we've heard any of that. And of course, there's so much more overhead resistance this time. The deficits have gone on growing. More and more dollars have been printed, and so on. So my feeling is that any bounce is a selling opportunity, and I still think there are an awful lot of people who are desperate to get on board, which is one reason why I don't think that the dollar is going to bounce all that much. Now, if I'm wrong, what could cause a bigger bounce? Well, the U.S. stock market rally continues, Bush wins the election, or we just get a clear election result, and the stock market continues to rally. I could see that lending a bit more support to the dollar, but will it get back up into the prior ranging area? I would be surprised if that were to happen. And I think the factor I didn't mention a moment ago, that the U.S. has also pretty clearly signaled, I think the central bank, the Federal Reserve, in other words, pretty clearly signaled that it's quite happy to see a somewhat softer dollar, which, as I've said before, is basically favorable for the U.S. stock market, because it does increase overseas earnings that are consolidated in the declining dollar, in the softer dollar. And a weak currency is only a problem for a stock market when it is viewed as being a crisis, and certainly that's not likely to be the case today. Another factor, for all the overseas investors, if the dollar is weaker, it means that they can buy the same stocks in all probability, or a number of them, but buy them somewhat more cheaply, because their currency that they would be converting out of has appreciated against the greenback. And it also deters U.S. investors from pushing money overseas, again, provided it's not viewed as a crisis. Okay, moving on to, well, talking more about some of these individual currencies here. We've got the euro's backed off. It's backed off half a cent, 127.54. There's no change really in the yen dollar, so it's really a case of a little bit of profit taking here for the year. Also sterling somewhat, so the dollar is a little bit firmer here, maybe a wee bit of short covering. I took the opportunity yesterday, as you know, to increase my Australian dollar short position, and I'll just put that up to see what the spot rate is concerned. It's almost unchanged on the day, 74.58, so that Aussie is nice and firm. In the commodities now, palladium, which I bought yesterday, said the risk was we'd see plenty more ranging. Well, got up to a high of 219.40, down to a low of 215, and closed 215.5. So you can buy it for less than I did if by any chance you were tempted. If it comes down closer to 200, I'll probably pick up a little bit more. Some of my other metal positions did better. Tin closed near the high of the day. No, that was at the high of the day at 9,000. That's not a bad move, up $125. And I think most of the industrial metals were up on the day. They all were, although I notice the U.S. copper market is down just a tiny bit in here today. Lead, which I also own, I own the palladium, I own the tin, and I also own lead. And lead closed up 6.5 in here at 858.5. But these have been pretty quiet in the last few days. As I say, when markets see a very sharp correction, as these LME base metals did, and of course the U.S. copper, that usually requires a bit of a convalescence before they can rally back up, if they are going to rally back up. I think they will rally back up, but you can see why they would require a bit of a convalescence, because people are a bit jittery. So they wait, and certainly aren't aggressive, and they wait to see if support is being encountered near the lows, and if it is, then they're emboldened to come in. Now in the greens, corn was down most of the day, but closed up 1.5 cents. That's good. These are quietly steady. Soybeans, which I mentioned were getting up to and sort of testing that little bit of lateral resistance near 550, and a break above that would be bullish. Well, it might be a little bit too much to have expected it or to have hoped to get it for that to break up through 550 at the first look. And it was off a bit most of the day, and it still but closed near the highs of the day at 544, but it was still down 1.25 cents. But nevertheless, that's steady performance after the gains that we had seen yesterday. So again, this grain complex and some of these other commodities such as lumber, cotton, I would also mention, are really, really cheap, but the risk, as I've said before, is that they just stay cheap for a while. But the Chinese are certainly going to come in and be big buyers, and I've said they'll come in within the next 6 months, and that's giving myself plenty of time. It could be a lot sooner. I think they pretty well got to do that, or they would have food shortages. And sugar a little bit firmer today, although that's been drifting in the last few days, which is annoying. I've got a long position there, but the overall pattern is still quite favorable. hasn't been damaged by that drifting, and that's pretty much it. So all the best until tomorrow.